This program was produced at and first aired on MPR, Manawatu People's Radio, with support from New Zealand On Air. Ka pai, irirangi tamoto, MPR. If you're a fan of MPR, listening to our podcasts and live stream has never been easier. Just search for accessmedia.nz on the App Store or Google Play and download the app with the kiwifruit logo. Once you've got it, pick Manawatu People's Radio from the list of stations and go find your new favourite show. It's time for a community interview on MPR.
All right, guys, it is community interview time once again here on Manawatu People's Radio. And I'm joined this morning by two representatives from Generation 2021's Youth Korero, which is coming up at the Youth Space on the 11th of July, which is this Sunday, if you're listening to this at the point at which, you know, it goes out on the radio, not listening to the podcast a month later. Good morning, guys. Do you maybe want to start by introducing yourselves, and then we'll talk a bit about what, and I guess introducing yourselves and how you're involved in Generation 2021, and then we can talk a bit about the event itself.
Kia ora, I'm Jasmine. I'm one of the coordinators for Youth Korero 2021.
Hi, namaste. I'm Elsa, and I'm a year 13 student in St. Peter's College, and I also work along with Jasmine with the event that's coming up.
Fantastic. So this is in some ways kind of a continuation of the Generation 2020 youth forums that happened last year, yeah?
Yes, sir.
Yep.
But my understanding is that it's taking a bit of a different format. So you guys are not just presenting, you're wanting participation from the community.
Yes,
we are.
Yep. Oh, okay. So what we're trying to do is, last year we had talks, so all five of us talked about the issues that was happening in our society. But this year we wanted to take it to the next level. So basically we want people to come along, share their experiences, because last year, well, one of our main goals was to, rather than just like go to Google and find definitions, it's about talking what you feel about the topic. Especially in my case, I talked about my experiences about racism that I felt. So this year, it's two different topics, but I think the relevance is the same. There are experiences and stories that needs to be told, and that needs to get out to the community for them to know and to act on it. So, yeah.
So can you maybe talk a bit about, because obviously last year we looked at climate change and racism, I believe, were the two main issues for that forum, but we've got different issues this year. Do you want to maybe explain what those are?
Yeah, for this year we're having a youth korero about gender discrimination and
issues of religious diversity.
Fantastic. I mean, both of these incredibly relevant issues. People are dealing with these kinds of issues all the time in New Zealand. So if people want to come and share their stories and share their experiences, how does that work? Like, are there rules about who can be involved? Do people have to get in touch with you guys in advance? How does that whole thing go?
No, anyone is welcome. Anyone from any ethnic groups or any other sort of forms of group is welcome. Even if you don't have an experience to share, you probably can come along and listen to other people's difficulties, especially one of the topics that we're planning to discuss is migrant discrimination, which is very, very important in our community today, especially with split families and all those different stuff happening around the world, especially in New Zealand. So maybe come along, listen to them so that, you know, you are aware of the fact that these people are finding difficulties to survive in this community with us. So maybe we could all decide and form action statements which can later be beneficial to people coming to New Zealand as well as living in here.
And is there a particular kind of person that you're looking for? I understand, you know, the previous event was very much structured as like a youth presenting their views. Is that still your kind of vision for how you want it to go?
So for this event, we're actually trying to encourage young people, because for so long we've always said we want the young people's voice, we want the rangatahi's voice. So this is a great opportunity for young people to come together and have those conversations, like looking at gender discrimination, like how that affects us in New Zealand and our own society and our own like communities as well, but also our other topic.
We also encourage the adults to come along as well, just in case, because the youth, we all are not masters of this topic or anything, including us. We don't know much about this topic as well. But if we have the adults, they would know much more than us, so they can sort of help us direct the way we want it to go. And so, yeah, we encourage the adults to come along just to watch and probably share their experiences, because I feel like adults would have more experience than us anyway. Yes, yeah.
Now, Generation 2020, of course, generated this book, which I believe you can actually get copies of still. Is there any plan to do anything like that with the results of this conversation that you're having at the Youth Space?
Yeah, we want to create some resources that we can give out to the friends that will be participating, but also like taking into consideration like the words that we've said. That's why we wanted to create these mission statements for young people, for friends, like adults as well, to have conversations, but also to see it written down and being shared out to the community about their own experience, our experience, and things we want to create as a change as a whole community.
Following along those words, one of the main things about these action statements are it's going to be heard within the city council. So we're going to send copies of our research to city council, youth groups and stuff like that for their information as well, and then the city council can look more into it and see what they can do to support these people who are finding difficulties due to these topics. Yeah.
Excellent. Well, look, thank you very much for coming and talking, guys. If people want to come along on the day, can you just remind people of like the venue and the time and the day and all that kind of stuff?
So it's at the Youth Space from 1 to 4, and it's on the 11th of July.
Yeah.
That's on the Sunday.
Excellent. And if people want to like keep up to date with you guys and your progress with all of this stuff, you know, putting together your research, all that kind of thing, is there a place on the internet that people can follow you?
Yeah, you can follow the progress in the event on Facebook.
Facebook and Instagram.
Facebook and Instagram at Youth Corridor 2021.
It's Generation 2021 Youth Corridor, so yeah.
Excellent. Well, thank you very much, guys.
You've been listening to another community interview on NPR. Also available on demand at npr.nz. Support this show and others like it by giving a donation. For more information, go to www.npr.nz/donate.